a long road to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and it runs right through the heart of Pennsylvania.
Hillary Clinton survives again to fight another day.
Some people counted me out and said to drop out, but the American people... The American people don't quit, and they deserve a president who doesn't quit either.
The senator from New York scores a crucial victory in Pennsylvania following a month and a half of tough campaigning.
For 6 weeks, Senator Obama and I have crisscrossed this state, meeting people up close, being judged side by side, making our best case. You listened, and today you chose.
Exit polls suggest Clinton won Pennsylvania by winning big among her core voters, women, senior citizens, blue-collar workers, and Catholics. And late deciders also swung towards her. The victory allows Clinton to make a small dent in Barack Obama's lead in pledged delegates and the popular vote in the primary so far this year. But for Clinton, a plea for more help.
Tonight, more than ever, I need your help to continue this journey. We can only keep winning if we can keep competing with an opponent who outspends us so massively.
Obama's also moving on.
Now it's up to you, Indiana.
He spent primary night in Indiana, which along with North Carolina, votes in 2 weeks' time. The senator from neighboring Illinois gave Clinton credit for her win.
But I want to start tonight by congratulating Senator Clinton on her victory.
It's the toughest job in the world.
But he railed against a new ad of hers that uses a visual of Osama bin Laden.
We can use fear as a tactic, the threat of terrorism to scare up votes.
And it wasn't just Hillary Clinton on Barack Obama's mind. He spent part of his speech talking about the man he hopes to face off with in the fall.
John McCain has offered this country a lifetime of service, and we respect that. But what he's not offering is any meaningful change from the policies of George W. Bush.